Is music from Iran from the 60s. Mer Puya singing Sagi Ku, Where is the Bartender? No, it's not Don't Be Cruel, it's Sagi Ku. And I want to thank Barb Hill for coming in, sharing this, her experiences and the music with us. The time is 10 o'clock. You are listening to KFAI 90.3 FM HD in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org. One last thing I want to say is go hear the Beavers Tuesday with Mikko as Workers' Playtime over at 331 Club. Go out and support live music. Stay tuned. Coming up next is The Wave Project.
FM HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. For the next 60 minutes, you'll be hearing The Wave Project, KFAI's weekly community access hour. If you'd like to produce your own one-hour radio program, information on applying can be found at kfai.org/waveproject. The views expressed on this program are those of the persons expressing them and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Fresh Air's Incorporated Board of Directors, volunteers, or staff.
morning. You're tuned to KFAI and you're listening to The Wave Project on this Sunday morning. And thank you for joining us this morning. You just heard The Sounds of Blackness featuring Quan Howell and their brand new single, Woke. It came out Friday, just in time for Juneteenth. And Juneteenth is what we'll be speaking about this morning. I'm Pam Hill, and I welcomed to KFAI's studio this week two people from Urban Refuge Church celebrating Juneteenth tomorrow with a screening of the documentary Faith and Freedom.
What does Juneteenth reveal about the nature of the struggle for freedom?
On June 19th, 1865, somebody got freedom.
How did a Bible that was used to justify slavery become an inspiration for liberation?
They didn't feel like they had been freed by their enslaver. They felt that they had been emancipated by God.
Juneteenth is the story of faith's power to overcome suffering, good to overcome evil, and how a people's fight for freedom was delayed but could not be denied.
That's Juneteenth, Faith and Freedom. The Urban Refuge Church on 55th and Chicago in Minneapolis welcomes the community to join them in a screening of the documentary tomorrow on the national holiday of Juneteenth. The event starts at 6 p.m. and all community members are welcome. Rachel Jones brings the event together as an organizing member of Urban Refuge Church, and Tommy Wesley leads the worship as the church's worship director. Here they speak about Juneteenth and the event planned around screening this documentary. Rachel speaks first about seeing the trailer for Juneteenth, Faith and Freedom at a national conference.
So at the event at this conference, or they had for this film, is they really were promoting it to say, hey, we really want to see other churches share this film. So they kind of listen. So soon after attending that conference, we just had kind of a download of what we learned, and this was one of the things that I had shared, and said, hey, this would be a great way for us to celebrate Juneteenth. This is the first year we've ever done a Juneteenth focused event. We looked at and talked about doing something in the past, but it didn't really feel like appropriate. We really weren't sure how to engage with that, and certainly didn't want to detract from the day. But this film, being able to showcase this and provide an opportunity for worship and discussion, and obviously screening the film, seemed like this is a good way.
Yeah. And so how was the idea received? Who did you first bring it to at Urban Refuge Church?
Well, first talked about with our Harmony team that we have at Urban Refuge, which is consisted of just a group of volunteers that are passionate about racial reconciliation and justice, both in our church and the community. And really our job that maybe isn't the right way to put it, but what we've strides towards both individual and systemic change that not only impacts what we do as a ministry, but also how we interact with the world around us. And so brought it first to that team, and there was certainly interest that way. And so,
the connection between what you're doing, having gone to the conference and bringing back the Juneteenth documentary, comes into play for what I read on Urban Refuge Church's website as it describes itself as a gospel-driven church. And I want to bring Tommy in here as worship director about what being gospel-driven means. Because when I first read it, I just thought, because I work in radio, right, I thought of the music. Mm-hmm. I didn't think of what the point of the music is, the mm-hmm. point of that genre is. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, oh, does this just mean they really, really love the music and they're always bringing the music into every worship? And so I want to hear what being gospel-driven means, because I needed to learn that.
Awesome. Awesome question. Well, we do love the music and we really do enjoy the gospel music as well. Mm-hmm. But the definition of the gospel where we come from is, I would like to rather quote our lead pastor, Dr. Jason Meyer. He wrote something about that, and I would just like to read what he stated. The gospel is the good news that God so loved the world, he sent his son to save us from our sins. Everyone who believes in him and what he has done for us receives the gift of eternal life. The gospel is good news, not good advice. It reminds us that Christianity is not a religion. The gospel speaks to racism. The gospel is what drives us to fight against racism and for freedom and harmony in Christ. Paul had to confront Peter because of his racist act of pulling away from Gentiles and refusing to eat with them. Paul told him that his conduct was not in step with the gospel. If we pull away from believers because of social, economic differences, ethnic differences, or political differences, it is betrayal of the gospel. It is a betrayal of the gospel, a failure to live in accord with it. The outworking of the gospel requires the impartial treatment of everyone and the full inclusion of every ethnicity. I can't say it right. Ethnicity and race into the fellowship of the church. This way of treating others with respect, dignity, and love, regardless of race or the attending truths of the gospel. The gospel message without these truths is like the sun without a flame, roses without a fragrance, bodies without bones, French fries without salt, and beaches without oceans. And that was Dr. Jason's quote and sort of outlook on the gospel. So at the end of the day, I believe that is important for us in the quote unquote what we all may think sin is. But a lot of times people don't look at racism as sin. They just feel like, oh, I just don't like that person, and that's okay. But that is not okay. And according to the gospel, it's sin. And so to be a gospel-driven church, that means you're promoting the entire gospel, not picking parts out in saying that this is what we believe because it's convenient to our faith. But the whole gospel is saying this, and we want to promote that.
Yeah. Tommy from Urban Refuge Church, and Tommy and Rachel joined me last week to speak about their Juneteenth event that's happening tomorrow in celebration of the national holiday. And we'll hear more from that interview and about that event. But right now, Tommy has another hat besides being worship director at Urban Refuge Church in Minneapolis. He is a musician and composer as well. And this is Tommy K. Wesley with his song, I Am a Message.
This next one that I wrote is called I Am a Message. And I want you to listen to what the message is and why I am a message. And maybe you're gonna feel like you want to. There's a message that is clearly saying who Jesus is. There is a message that is clearly saying what Jesus is. It's a message of love. It's a message of hope. It's a message of power. It's a message of peace. It's a message of faith. It's a message of favor. There is a message that is clearly saying who Jesus is. There is a message that is clearly saying what Jesus is. It's a message of dominion. It's a message of trust. It's a message of courage, love. It's a message of freedom. It's a message of salvation. It's a
Wow, Tommy K. Wesley and the backing group there, Entourage, here on KFAI's Wave Project. I'm Pam Hill, and we're doing a special Juneteenth celebration this morning here on the Wave Project, speaking with Tommy Wesley, who's also the worship director at Urban Refuge Church, and Rachel Jones, a member of the church, who brought the screening of the film Juneteenth, Faith and Freedom to the church for an event tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. Urban Refuge Church is in South Minneapolis at 55th and Chicago, and we'll hear more from their interview right after this.
KFAI is proud to present Jupiter and Oquus at the Cedar Cultural Center on Tuesday, June 20th. Jupiter and Oquus are touring behind a new album called Nakazonga and sharing a live performance of songs from that album with the world, blending a range of Congolese, American, and European influences, and celebrating the summer solstice with fierce energy live from the Cedar stage. Tickets for Jupiter and Oquus can be found at the Cedar Cultural Center website. Visit thecedar.org for more details.
They say everything can be replaced. They say every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who put me here. Any day.
They say every man needs protection. They say every man must fall. So I swear I see my reflection.
In his image he made us, and it was black. I've been kissed by the sun, and I am black. My laugh, my joy, my perseverance is black as heaven.
Our Father, wide heaven, beat the drum, kingdom come, will be done. Holiness and grace and love blesses us, may I raise the blackest son. From rich to slum, smart to dumb, we don't beg, we are fed daily bread. We don't find, you don't lie, you provide, on the sparrow, you got eyes. Devil, devil's down in trouble, man, I humbly stand with the devil edge. Here's the truth, cross the line, if you false, cut you off, watch your head. Black is cold, black is gold, can't be sold, they just wanna mind my soul. Hot or cold, God's invoked, 3-in-1, I'm trying to learn my foes. We Joseph with the dreams, Mansa Musa with the cream. Make your name more complete, Martin Luther with the king. Give me a Zana, give me Lalabella. Give me Yahweh, he a never fella. Give me a choir praising with the fire. I'm a hell you crying, singing acapella. Meditation over medication. Heart and head with my education. More melanating Athanasius. Retroactive with the reparations. This AME, this Pentecost, this rock Humes, this Axel. Hair wool, feet of bronze. Lord of Lord being tattooed.
This is black truth, look it up. Black's heaven, look at us. From the boats to the bus. It's always God we trust. This is black truth, look it up. Black is heaven, look at us. From the boats to the bus. It's always God we trust.
You can't gentrify heaven, nah. You can't gentrify heaven, nah, nah, nah. You can't gentrify heaven. You
can't gentrify heaven, nah.
The dude for the schools, George with the tools, walking for the fools and the cooking stews. Winston taking notes, start singing blues. G. Patterson preaching to the pews. Black as the soil that nourish the crops. Black as the coil that lap up my locks. Black as introductions, I don't need instructions. I just need a nod, that means a lot. We just change it up, dap, dap, dap. This lock, slap, move on. Mother, father, sibling, newborn. Black as heaven, where's you from? Righteousness is the ambiance. Your ignorance, I am way beyond. Your proof is late, I know I'm great. Your acceptance, I ain't waiting on. Can't erase the global face of a global faith. Tell your neighbor, praise the Lord. Every tribe, every race, ride the wave, God is favor. All aboard. Black, brown, yellow, white, Creole. Prophet, poor, preacher, teacher, griot. Take your lies, sacred crimes, close your eyes and take your dive. All the way to Sheol.
Black truth, look it up. Black's heaven, look at us. From the boats to the bus. It's always God we trust. This is black truth, look it up. Black is heaven, look at us. From the boats to the bus. It's always God we trust.
Black is heaven. 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 Black is heaven.
It's Mr. Mondo. Turning up 25-7. I've been chilling in the black heaven. Future, past, and present. Times irrelevant when my God's reference. Free will, I'm legend. Free will, yeah, slap seconds. 0 to 105 seconds, how we turn it up. Clean on the outside, but the dirty cups. That's what babies are learning from. Wanna ride with my baby, you fed it up. Be right, race in peace, where we from? Man of Jesus Christ, evolving and we'll be debated. DM who and DM winners eat. Black or white, Jew or Gentile, this is the kingdom. Black is
this black truth, look it up. Black is heaven, look at us. From the boats to the bus. It's always God we trust. This is black truth, look it up. Black is heaven, look at us. From the boats to the bus. It's always God we trust.
Black is heaven. 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 Black is heaven.
This black truth, look it up. Black is heaven, look at us. From the boats to the bus. It's always God we trust. This is black truth, look it up. Black is heaven, look at us. From the boats to the bus. It's always God we trust.
You're tuned to KFAI, and that was Sho Baraka, whose music is featured in Juneteenth Faith and Freedom screening tomorrow at the Urban Refuge Church, 5501 Chicago Avenue South in Minneapolis. The event runs from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., but you are welcome to attend anytime you can attend tomorrow for this Juneteenth film screening and celebration. The film will start around 6:45 p.m. We return to the conversation with Tommy Wesley, worship director, and church member Rachel Jones about the event and some of the impetus for holding a Juneteenth celebration.
One of the messages that we recently had was talking about multicultural churches and how a lot of people desire for that to be in their communities, faith communities, but there's often this occasion where there's a dominant culture that is, you know, and that's kind of driving the church, and other cultures are kind of surrounding it. So, you know, you may have Caucasian mostly predominant in your church, and that's usually the culture, and other people that come in sort of surrounds that, and they feel tolerated and not always a part of. And so what we would like to get to the place where Jesus is the center and all the other expressions and cultures surrounds him. And that, to me, becomes more a multicultural church, because we're not being tolerated. One culture's not being tolerated, but everybody's been embraced. Their differences, the way they would like to worship, their expressions and all of that. And Jesus is the center. And that's what is challenging sometimes to get there, because people have a tendency to, I want it the way I want it, and I like worship the way I like it. Some people like gospel, some people like Christian music, and so it becomes very challenging. But I think when you just like Jesus, it becomes easier to embrace the differences of others.
Yeah, and that does come back to the Harmony Group, right?
Yeah.
Elevating Jesus, elevating the gospel and those teachings in terms of practicing through our lives.
That's right.
So being able to bring texts and screenings to your congregation and opening it to the community as you're doing on Monday for Juneteenth, that kind of fits right in with that gospel-driven.
Right.
So bringing Juneteenth to other people of the church bringing the idea of the screening. Sounds like it seemed like a pretty natural thing to do, given that this church is something that's had a harmony group now for many years.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
kind of ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was an easy sell. I don't know. It was. You know, for anybody that's had a chance to watch the film already or even see the preview, there's some to see it. I would say the film itself is very educational around Juneteenth. It's something that maybe I knew what Juneteenth was, but couldn't describe it. I couldn't articulate it well, and have certainly been learning like many others in the last couple of years. But what this film does really well is peel back a lot of layers around the holiday, around the history, really, and addressing some really hard truths that exist both inside of the United States, but then also with inside of the church. And I think it affirms the importance that this is, to make it a national holiday, and it truly is something to celebrate. Yeah.
So you have the screening of the film, and then you want, part of the plan, the church will be doing inviting conversation after screening the film. How did you end up bringing Tommy on board, making this part of an event that includes the worship piece?
We just, as we were planning for the event, we thought, you know, well, obviously screening the film is kind of central, being able to have discussion afterwards so people can, you know, unpack what they've just seen, and but then also to have worship be a part of it, I thought was super important. And so approached Tommy about it maybe a month and a half ago, and was like, we'd really like to add worship to this event as well, and would you be open to doing that? And also a pretty easy sell. I didn't have to beg at all. So
what went through your mind, Tommy? Yeah.
I thought it was awesome. I thought, well, it's awesome as a church that we're doing this, because I happen to be African American, and so I thought it was an awesome thing that the church is, you know, trying to educate people on Juneteenth and what that the importance of celebrating it. And it was, like Rachel said, it was an easy sell for me to want to be a part of it and to contribute worship in this, because I think worship would help, you know, create an atmosphere where, again, Jesus is the center, and we now can connect to the story and to each other.
So I'm sure that you have different ways that you can begin the worship, right?
Right.
So people will be coming, welcoming about 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And you're on.
Yes, and I'm on.
That's you. So what does that look like?
Well,
you're about to welcome a congregation, welcome right. community members, welcome right. welcome a group of people.
Right.
Before something that can be celebratory, but also pretty heavy.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, leading worship for as long as I have, I'm always amazed how when you invite the Holy Spirit through singing, because it's not just getting up entertaining, but when you're inviting the Holy Spirit through song, it really does calm down the fears, the doubts that people may have, the anxieties. It does something for everyone, whether you're old, young, black, white. I've seen it work so many times. That's why it's important that Jesus become the center of the church, because then it makes it easier for whoever you are and wherever you come from, for you to just receive. Because for some odd reason, I'm not gonna say for some odd reason, I know the reason, but it always, in every case, most of the time, the Spirit of God seemingly, it takes off the fencers, you know, that people come in with, like, oh, you don't know my story, and why and who and what. It just tears that down. And you're like, okay, what do you got to say? And even if you don't verbalize that, your heart is saying, I want to receive the truth. And that's what we hope worship would do.
And the Harmony Group has hosted at least one screening, the Jim Crow?
Yeah, previously hosted Jim Crow of the North The reason we hosted that was part of a celebration and learning around the discharge of racial covenant on our church property deed. Being in South Minneapolis and being in that particular part of Minneapolis, there's a lot of those racial covenants on properties. So something that actually our board had researched on what to do and how to go about that. And so we had a celebration, right? And then we watched the film to provide a learning opportunity, and then we had discussion after that as well. So that format seemed to be really well received, so we thought that we would do that again, but of course now we're adding some worship into it.
I was just going to ask, Tommy, did you get to be part of that as a worship director?
We didn't do any worship that night, yeah. But we
wow. I remember that would be a fun celebration.
Yeah. And I think because I'm sort of gifted, so in this way, and for those who are thinking about coming and you're like, I don't know if I want to watch the film, you really will enjoy the music. Mm-hmm. So that's just a tool. You will enjoy the film, but I'm just trying to pull you in and say that if you're not wanting to see the film, come enjoy the worship, and we know you're going to enjoy the film.
With the first screening you did, with the Jim Crow screening, you had discussion and you had that space. But I ask you, so you saw the trailer, you talked to the producers of the film, the people who put the film together, you're going to bring it back, and then you watch it yourself. What kind of unpacking? You don't have to get specific, but did you experience that for yourself when you saw it?
Oh, absolutely. There was just a lot to learn. I think, the film was really well made, and there's also really good music in the film too, so that they do a really nice job with that. I think from a learning standpoint, my hope is that, for kind of to describe what happened for myself and then perhaps what could happen for others, but just gain a greater understanding of the history of our nation, the history of the American church, really, and the importance of what it means to celebrate true freedom. I think it's something that should be celebrated. And we hope for just a greater sense of community and desire to dig deeper with our neighbor, with your neighbor. And we hope that it just encourages us to stop for a moment and maybe ask, I didn't know about this, and now that I do, what does that mean differently moving forward? But what else don't I know? What else don't I understand, or that I think that I understand that I need to understand deeper? And we just hope people can also understand that even though we are making progress, there's just a lot left of that to be done, a lot of healing that still needs to happen, a lot of learning and really good conversations to be had, and breaking down those barriers for sure.
Absolutely.
Rachel and Tommy from Urban Refuge Church, 5501 Chicago Avenue in Minneapolis, celebrating Juneteenth tomorrow with a screening and discussion of the film Juneteenth, Faith and Freedom. Here's another song from the film by artist Sho Baraka. We'll come back and hear about where you can find more information for Urban Refuge Church and a couple other ways to mark Juneteenth tomorrow. It's a national holiday.
Where do we go from here?
Look up, blood on the clock. On the clock, no on light, the clock, death to the crops.
To the crops,
don't listen, crops. Lies to the teeth. Let history tell the truth.
Juneteenth.
Look up, blood on the clock.
On the clock,
no light, death to the crops.
To the crops,
don't listen, lies to the teeth. Let history tell the truth.
Juneteenth.
As the clock flirts with the eve, the congregation sings songs of liberation, them hymns that venerate them. We leave Egypt just to wander in the desert. Some wonder if the plantation life is much better. My skin ain't savage and my future ain't tragic. I do a free people, unlearn slave habits. Can you imagine wanting freedom but afraid of a repentance with no repair?
They love it.
I am crossing the borders, my freedom's too important. I am walking on water, I am looking for the Jordan. Some go up north, some are heading to Africa. Some stay in the south, political ambassadors. Some chase the gold rush, some go up to Canada. No matter where we go, know the haters coming after us. How you
You built the house, still feel like an orphan. How you live in ugly times and stay gorgeous? We deserve some gold, I'm feeling no guilt. Minor reparations for that empire built. Better that than revenge for the blood that was spilt. You will not stop the exodus when the Lord is blessing. I am Hiram Rebels, I am Robert Smalls. I am Granville Woods, I'm waiting for the call. I am Jerina Lee, I am Anna J. Cooper. I am whispers in the dark of a Harriet rumor. From that racial uplift to the blue veins, black folks got new ways to do things. I am going up the mountain, I'ma drink from his fountain. While others may doubt him, I ain't coming back without him. Tablets and all, new leaders, new land, and a brand new law. I'm a Terry in the spirit, I'm a weed in it. My soul will not be oppressed another slave minute. And if the Lord delivered Daniel, then why not us? Do you see a different sun, then why look up? It's quiet before I start a riot. I've been starving for the beef, you lucky I'm on a diet from burning mansions and killing masters. With your incomplete Bibles and missing chapters, yeah. Go tell your pastors, go tell your pastors. My God gon' deal with you either now or after. My freedom doesn't come by the ink of the president. My dignity is written in stone and it's heaven sent. America, you spill blood on the clock. Climax, I'm untying the knot. And let me tell you what I'm not gon' do in the plot. No more magic Negro, we are equal people. And let the blood of Jesus drip and stain on your hood.
Let him cry.
Some shame is good. I'm ready to cake walk on your fake talk. I pray your racism take a couple days off. You scream peace but act violent. So arrogant. Until you change, we do not negotiate with terrorists. Never let the devil pull you down to his level. That's a 6-foot ditch that's equipped with a shovel. He'll applaud your rage, turn around and echo. God and hate can occupy the same vessel. Repeat after me, I'm flesh and spirit. Acknowledge all the love and rage I'm feeling. I'm strong and beautiful, blessed and brilliant. I'm loved, I'm creative, and yes, I'm resilient. I'm timeless, I'm more than a color or a slave. But if you color me anything, color me brave. No matter the obstacles they try to construct, when they ask where do we go, I just say up.
Joe Baraka here on KFAI. Good morning. You're listening to The Wave Project on your community radio station, KFAI, and I'm Pam Hill. We've been speaking with Tommy Wesley and Rachel Jones of Urban Refuge Church, who will host a screening of the documentary Juneteenth, Faith and Freedom at 6 p.m. tomorrow. And you can actually celebrate Juneteenth all day tomorrow. There are a few things going on this national holiday. Tomorrow at 12 p.m., the Hook and Ladder presents the Soul of the South Side Juneteenth Festival. It's food, it's music, it's going to be a lot of fun. It starts at noon and it goes to like 8 or something like that. It goes for a while. That's the Soul of the South Side Juneteenth Festival, Hook and Ladder. I'd love that to become a Juneteenth holiday tradition. Wouldn't that be fun? Tomorrow also at 3 p.m., the West Broadway community welcomes everyone to attend a block party around 900 West Broadway, and it extends to the Capri Theater. I know they're involved. The block party will run until 10 p.m., and if you're a regular listener to The Wave Project, you've heard Dr. B. Old School presenting his Zydeco and R&B and blues and jazz, and he always has great interviews on this program. Dr. B. Old School, he's going to be at the West Broadway Community Juneteenth Block Party tomorrow. He's going to DJ up there, so you could see him in person if you make it up to West Broadway. That's at 3 p.m. and it runs until 10. But you know, you could hit both of those festivals and wrap up your Juneteenth by going to Urban Refuge Church at 55th and Chicago in South Minneapolis and join the community conversation and celebration. Tommy and Rachel speak here about other community-based events Urban Refuge Church takes part in and what to expect tomorrow.
I have a feeling this won't be your last community event like this.
No.
And I have a feeling, Tommy, that you're going to have more opportunity for bringing worship in new and different ways around these types of events. So that's really
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely.
What does a regular Sunday look like? Hey, your schedule, I shouldn't just assume it's Sundays. What kinds of worship do you have through the Urban Refuge Church?
Well, we have different events that we host through the year. Even on Martin Luther King Day,
okay,
we've been hosting an event every year that includes different styles of worship. We like to incorporate different, you know, styles that because we want to draw everyone. And again, that can sometimes be challenging, but it's fun. and people really enjoy it. Because even when you perhaps don't listen to gospel music or you don't listen to Christian music all the time and you hear the differences, most of the response from people are, oh my God, I really love that song. Thank you for sharing. And it ministered to me and it touched me. And we hear that so many times. So worship is a huge part of our community. And as often as we try or can be able to share it, we do. So every Sunday morning, there is worship service set, a part of the service. And usually there's the preaching. And then there's more singing. We like singing. Yeah. And then obviously there's events and stuff that we do throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. And what is the website that people can go to find out? Is it urbanrefugechurch.com? I know I've gone. I've just Googled Urban Refuge Church. It's really easy to find.
Yeah.
So Urban Refuge Church. And I know you have a Facebook group about this specific Juneteenth event.
Correct. Facebook, so our website event is actually urbanrefugechurch.org.
Great.
.org. Yep. And so, yes, and on our website, you can learn more about this event. There also is a Facebook event for our Juneteenth screening.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And it's free.
Yes, and that's important. That's important. And there will also, and the event on Monday is welcome to everybody.
Correct.
And, you know, all ages. And there will be snacks. We talked about that earlier. Snacks. But food is becoming a part of how you embrace different cultures.
Yes. We have a family meal twice a month throughout the fall and the winter months. In the summer, we usually meet at the park or something. But on Sundays through the winter and the fall months and spring, we have what you call family meals. And after the service, everyone could just sit down and enjoy a meal together. And usually, based off the expression or cultural, we'll have different people from different expressions, rather, and cultures in our church share their meal. For example, my sister, who's African-American too, she shared the soul food, and the team, oh God, and it's so good. Mm-hmm. So the team that we have cooked this, actually, could you...
Min Jin.
He's actually... has his own cooking or restaurant.
Ming Jin Hot Wok Academy.
Yes. And so he's Asian, right? Mm-hmm. And he's over the kitchen and he does all the food. And he has a team with them, working with them, of course. So the food is top notch.
So he prepared your sister's
soul food dish.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And what's super cool, I think, is like, you know, I'm guessing your sister's never prepared her meal for hundreds of people.
Right.
It's typically, but you know, so what Ming Jin is able to do is
scale.
Work with, exactly. Go here. Tell me about your family meal that you would do for, you know, 5 or 10 people, and I'll turn it into what you can do for
hundreds.
A few hundred people.
Yeah. And everyone just loves it. So there's different, everybody has an opportunity to share their meal and we all enjoy it. And you get to educate the community on, you know, where it comes from and how important it is to you. And that's another way that we reach out to embracing other cultures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. One way that I think about, like, that we try and live the gospel out too, is that we just desire that anyone from any background just will, when they're with us at Urban, that will feel safe, that people are seen and heard and known and loved as a family community.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's people in the neighborhood that just come for the family meal, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And but they get somewhere to know us. Yeah. And I think that that's great. But it is good food, though, so that's fine.
it's very good food, yes. Yeah, so, and a chance to try all sorts of new things that maybe you haven't tried before.
Right.
Yeah. So it's urbanrefugechurch.org. And this first Juneteenth event, what a neat thing to be able to celebrate. And I think it's also going to be powerful. We did speak earlier, too, about setting up the space for people to feel comfortable. And you mentioned that as well in having everybody feel not just tolerated,
yes.
but people mm-hmm. have. And so I would love you, Rachel, to speak again about the plan for the discussion. So we've talked about bringing in Tommy's piece of worship to mm-hmm. open things. We're going to watch the film, and we're going to have a lot to unpack. And that'll be Tommy as well, because you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
So what is a plan to help people feel? Do you have questions prepared? Do you have...
Yeah. So once the film is over, we'll release people to be able to join in smaller groups. I think it's easier to have conversation in smaller sizes versus, I mean, personally, like passing around a microphone feels a little bit daunting, or could feel daunting. So really just intended for people to get together in smaller groups. We do have discussion questions and prompts for people to use if they just want to go through those. But certainly our hope is for them to... utilize those questions to go deeper into conversation and kind of follow where that question might go. And I know that it can feel maybe really hard to go into a conversation such as this, that you just learn something really hard, or just were maybe reminded of some things that were really, really hard. But we have some ground rules, I would say, or tools that we use for conversations that are like this. Obviously, listening and not interrupting is a general one and a good rule for life. But just maintaining confidentiality too. Sometimes people might share something really hard, or you might hear somebody really struggling, and being able to walk alongside them with some of that confidentiality is important. Being present with your mind, body, and spirit, like be fully present in what's happening in that conversation. And then remembering that the goal is not about agreement, but the goal is about understanding and maybe be able to see something through somebody else's lens, and maybe changing your lens a bit as well, perhaps. And really, I would say, like, those are just good pointers for life. And in this one pager of tools for conversations like this, we're also pointing to different ways to have conversations that are focused on listening and loving, validation and empathy. So that's one way that those discussions will happen. And again, those will be at the end of the evening, and we've left a large amount of time that those can happen at any length that group, whatever that small group, however that conversation goes.
Thank you to Tommy Wesley and Rachel Jones from Urban Refuge Church for sharing their event with us. They're having the Juneteenth Faith and Freedom screening tomorrow with worship, discussion, celebration, and snacks. And everyone's welcome, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Wishing you a great and meaningful Juneteenth tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to The Wave Project, and wishing you a happy Father's Day today, however that embodies in your life. And I am going to close out today's special Juneteenth edition of The Wave Project with Common featuring John Legend.
One day when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day
When the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon. It's to stay peaceful, we sing. Our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Listening to The Wave Project, KFAI's Community Access Hour. If you'd like to find out how you can produce your own one-hour radio program, check the KFAI website at kfai.org/waveproject. The Wave Project. It's anything you want it to be. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.
You are now tuned in to Soul Audible Detox on KFAI, brought to you courtesy of WFNU Radio 94.